Hi, this is Mark. I'm joined by Kim Lamendola, who has a number of superfluous titles that I will allow her to introduce. Hi, Kim. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, hi, Mark. Happy to be here today. That's right. He got my name right. So, yes, I'm Kimberly Lamendola, and I'm from Southern Tier West Regional Planning and Development Board and work out of primarily three counties in Western New York State, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Allegheny, under our organizational umbrella, which is basically we're a regional planning organization. We also have some nonprofit affiliates that work in food system development. One of those umbrellas is Fresh Local Western New York, or WNY. And we also recently acquired the responsibility for the 501c3 organization that was and still is known as NYSOG, New York Sustainable Agriculture Working Group. So even though I work for a agency that's classified as a unit of special purpose government, I wear a food system development hat and also the other side working with program and grant project proposal development. So I get to work with farms, producers, really any entity involved in the food system and connecting all the dots. And that's, I guess, the best way you can describe what I do is assess who's doing what, connect the dots, and hopefully work to keep farming and food system activities profitable and access available and equitable.
Wow, that's pretty important. You definitely need no introduction. I just had the pleasure of sitting through your food systems lecture about adding value to local and regional economies. We in Troy have a flourishing farmers market as well as a number of smaller scale urban agriculture developments. Can you speak a little bit about the importance of agriculture in particular in developing formerly depressed economies like in the Rust Belt?
Yeah, I certainly can. So, you know, oftentimes one of the most visible evidence of a food system in a community is a farmer's market, because it's something that you can attend to, you can see transactions, you can actually see real food being available for sale. Oftentimes, though, especially with local leaders and community planners and developers, all the other activities and assets in a food system are overlooked. And we can identify food system can be down to even a community or census tract level. There are all kinds of activities that are taking place that grow, produce, sell food where people of all, you know, social and income statuses can access for purchase, sale, and consumption. And even waste and disposal is part of the food system. So we talked a little bit about, you know, really making sure if you are a stakeholder in any function, connecting to somebody in your community who helps set the development priorities, helps establish the comprehensive plan or vision for that community or region, and making sure that food system functions are included and weighted equally as other traditional sectors such as, you know, manufacturing and education and healthcare and retail, so that we can make sure that development priorities, meaning money, availability, project development for food system functions are part of the process, which will mean more vibrancy along the whole chain of food system, including greater consumer access, especially in food desert areas or areas where folks who live a considerable distance from where they can purchase fresh food. Work with your community folks to establish where the gaps are and look at some creative and innovative ways to create easy, affordable access to purchase of fresh local food.
Right. That's so important in an area like Troy, which has such a robust farmers market, and yet areas which like South Troy and North and Lansingburg, which are considered food deserts. There are, myself included, a number of small entrepreneurial-minded young people who are interested in affecting the food system in a positive way, either by developing novel distribution networks or starting a store, a storefront or farm stand, or starting a small urban farm. Can you speak a little bit about the funding sources or other resources available to help young folks or interested parties to get involved in the food system in a positive way while also being a business?
Well, I don't have the magic list of funding sources, but I would strongly recommend that folks like yourself who are interested in making a difference for a variety of reasons connect with, well, first of all, we know community health indicators are one of those check marks that local officials are working on to help check off to make sure that there is a healthy populace. Health insurers, group practice of physicians and doctors are really good partners right now because there seems to be, especially through private funders and philanthropic organizations, money and interest to partner in projects that help expand access so that communities and even neighborhood levels can help improve those health indicators. So we know there's a model, national model through Wholesome Wave that had some excellent outcomes, and it's also been replicated in other ways, shapes, or forms. But I would say, you know, first of all, do some research, identify where your gaps are, understand your community health indicators, what are some of the prominent illnesses or experiences that could probably be remedied with a change in diet. And then work with some interested healthcare providers to see if a project could be developed, whereas a grant could support the subsidy of, and I'll say parenthetically, a prescription for, say, a 20-week box share at a CSA for a family who's presenting with prediabetes, and then work with a healthcare provider who could track the family's change in diet, work with a nutritionist that could help the family or individuals prepare simple, affordable foods, and of course work with the farmers market or CSA that would be the pharmacy, F-A-R-M-C, pharmacy. So little projects like that where you've got cross-section of partners, but working with people who are you're working on lifestyle changes, those kinds of things stick and carry forward and generally demonstrate more sustainable long-term results.
That those are a lot of really great ideas. Some of that, it sounds like you said a lot of little projects, but that does sound like a lot of work for somebody who's starting a farm, of course. Are there perhaps local, county, regional resources available to help with technical support and information for our small farmers?
Absolutely. And you know what? I keep going back to the health side. In our area, some of our strongest, most helpful partners have been our county's Department of Health, because in New York State, every county health department now has to publish an annual or a report every 3 to 5 years that assesses the various health issues in the county, and most have gone, oh my gosh, there's so much diet-related illness. And New York State Department of Health has had grant funding available that has funded some of our program work. Again, USDA. And I know it sounds daunting, but if you partner, you know, when work is divided among various partners and agencies, there's always another partner in your project that has experience, knowledge that they can bring to your project. So don't be distracted by and start having anxiety attacks over the seemingly overwhelming nature of putting something together. Convene a work group. And, the division of labor really, and contacts, because it's like the 7 degrees of connection or something, you'd be surprised at how seamlessly some of these projects can come together with partners, defining outcomes, and, of course, funding sources.
Wow, that seems like some pretty great, easy places to start, though, by contacting perhaps a local doctor's office or health insurer and seeing what their health, if they have any like health benefits or any partnerships with local gyms or fitness clubs or anything like that. Also looking at region or county level health reports as well as a means to sort of leverage, get your foot in the door as far as the how these regenerative agriculture businesses can also are also providing a public health good in addition to being a benefit to the tax base, like a conventional business.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes just picking up the phone and calling your regional planning entity, you'll be met with a response, no, I don't know. I don't know of any grant. Usually the question that comes to me is, hi, I have a farm. I'm financially struggling. I need a grant. The answer usually is going to be, well, nobody's going to give you a grant, but let's have a conversation. And I think know the context, do some research. If you are in the food system, if you're a producer, grower, if you want to motivate a change, if you want to organize for improved health, if you want a community, become a community activist, please do some research. There's all kinds of data available on various indicators, down to the census tract, down to a neighborhood level. And then be persistent. Start with a mayor's office. Start with a county administrator. Start with your public health office. Start with the New York State Department of Health. And ask questions. And understand where their priorities are. Because more times than often, you and your role can help them meet their roles also. And, you know, go to the public library. Most libraries maintain subscriptions to online databases that contain hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of listings of foundations and philanthropic organizations that fund and provide probably less restrictive money support, financial support, than, say, a federal or state agency. So we've had a lot of success in developing some of those funding sources because a lot of them are established with specific values or mission outcomes. And so many of those new trends are in community health, farming, agriculture, and land preservation. So do your homework first. Ask questions before giving the rhetorical question or saying, well, who's going to give me a grant? So frame your asset, promote what you do, and then talk about the barriers that you have for the growth, for your vision, whether it's for a mobile market, whether it's for, you know, a farmer's market on every corner, whether it's for every child in elementary school to have agriculture as part of their core curriculum. Ask questions and do your homework first.
Hopefully our newly elected Democratic City Council in Troy will have some good supportive ideas for these ideas, as they are sure to be forthcoming from our emerging network of urban agriculturalists. Looks like we're out of time. Kim, thank you so much for joining me. Any last words?
No, thank you. I have friends who've recently moved to Troy and who said that there is such an amazing renaissance going on, and they're happy to be part of it. And I'm just thrilled to meet so many wonderful people here at the conference. And thank you, Mark, for the opportunity.
Thank you. Take care.